Welcome to the Transform Sales Podcast, where forward-thinking business leaders come to share their experiences and ideas, learn from each other, and amplify their results together.
Hey guys, what's up? Amir Ryder here for the Transform Sales Podcast, the software demo series. I got my guest, our guest, Matthew Terry, the founder of Suede. Matthew, what's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing just fine, man. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Let's kick this off. Let's talk about the name of the product, you know, Suede, I mentioned it. And what you want to share with us today and why you made it.
Yeah, man. Thanks for asking. Again, happy to be here. Happy to share a little bit about Suede and what we do. The goal of Suede is to help people, salespeople, have better conversations by combining data around who you're calling and sales strategy around how to convey to your target customer your value proposition all in real time. So it helps guide people through conversations in real time, giving them the tips and tricks they need to be successful.
So that kind of rolls into our second question, right? Like, you know, what does your software help that users could not do before your software existed? And I think you mentioned some real time, but maybe you could just elaborate deeper.
Yeah. I mean, when it comes to sales and sales training and sales coaching, there's all these great tips and tricks and how to do what, when to say what. And there are really good nuggets out there. But if you can't actually execute that on the call in real time, then it was a waste of time. And they say that 80% of all sales training is forgotten within 30 days. And that's the main problem that we're solving, because you don't have to have a perfect memory.
People would absorb training, they would learn an option, right? And then they would get to work, but not really be able to, some could recall it, right? Like some would remember it, they could recall it. But what you're doing is taking that training from being pre-sales motion to giving it live. Your thesis is that people learn better when they learn live in real time and execute.
It's good to learn beforehand, but it's good to recall live, right? We don't want to give them the exact words to say, but the strategy, and help them recall that information so that way they can implement it.
I read somewhere that like humans memorize like 10% of what they read, and then they'll memorize another 10% if they get tested on it, and then it's like another 30% if they'll teach it, right? Yep. So it's like taking that a little bit further so that it's action, and that's kind of, to our next question, like when it comes down to like buyers of Suede, there's always that 80-20 rule, right? In the CloudTask marketplace, we're here to help that 80% of your best looking clients that benefit the most find you, right? So when you answer this, it's not exclusive. So I don't want you to think that you're saying no to other people, but if you could only pick one, who is your ideal customer for this product? Is it a individual sales rep, or is it a company with a certain size of is it like a software company that has 100 reps or more? Talk to me about like your sweet spot without excluding people, right? Like we're not saying that people can't benefit. But right. Yeah, if you could just pick one.
You hit the nail on the head there. I mean, most companies, all companies need sales help. But we are specifically targeting companies that do outsource lead generation, so lots of cold calling, and have between 20 to 200 reps.
So your ideal customer is our community of sales agencies.
Yes, now exactly.
That's why you reached out to me. Awesome. They're always happy. They're a hungry bunch to learn and exit. So basically, if you had to pick one, and it's a nice target, right? Because the B2B outsourcing world has exploded, right? Mm-hmm. We have over 210 agencies listed in our marketplace. The list is free for anyone who wants it. And that's growing, right? We probably only have listed, I would say, 20, 30% of the ones out there. So, you know, they're building SDR teams, they're building teams, and you're basically being like, hey, we can help a lot of people here. But if you're a B2B sales agency, there's a lot of ways of calling them. Some call them outsourced lead gen, B2B lead gen, sales agencies, all kind of means the same thing in our world. They can benefit from the real-time learning that Suede does. Well, talk to me about like a sales agency, right? Like how typically does a sales agency measure success with your product? Is it speed of onboarding an SDR, or is it more intimate of a company doesn't cancel, right? Because ultimately,
exactly. Right.
Tell me how do they measure it?
The latter, right? Company doesn't cancel. Your sales reps can effectively execute on your clients. Because yes, this will help with training and onboarding for sure. When you have a client, they'll be able to continue to pull in leads because of Suede and the data we get before the call, and also the real-time training.
Awesome. Is it, would you consider that it's a competitive advantage during a sales process for a sales agency, or more of like this customer success play where it's like that secret sauce for like why their reps are delivering results and why they're not getting fired?
I would say, I would say the latter. Why their reps are delivering results and why they're not getting fired.
And I like that, right? A lot of buyers, they care about the results.
What'd you say?
A lot of the buyers care more about the end results than the how, right? But if they're asked how, it could be answered, but they care about the what, which is usually qualified meetings or revenue, right? Return on sales.
And qualified meetings, and all, like we put more meetings on their calendar, but also better meetings on their calendar.
Yeah, as a result of real-time training for PRs, which they need, because oftentimes they're green, they're new, they have pressure on them, right? They need support to deliver results fast, right? Which is awesome. Talk to me about like what you can show us today. Are you comfortable? We don't need to get all the secret sauce, but any opportunity for us to share screens, do a little show and tell,
Yeah, for sure. We'll do a little show and tell here. Let's see. Can you see this?
I can.
Yeah. So I'll give you a high level overview of what our product does and how it functions. At the top level, we are outsource first in how we structure our product. So you can see that this is a outsource company using our tool that has three clients: Apollos, Liquor Labs, and SolarUS. You can go into these clients, look at any data, CRM data, documents, look at the web links, and then actually get an AI analysis on what the company actually does. And then you can generate different scripts and strategies with the Generate tab. The pre-call actually gives you some information about the prospect before you call. Okay. And then I guess I'll show you this real quick. So you can click Kate Jones. You can see that she's experience manager at the Living Room. You can click this and open up the website. You get the personality type as well, the last interaction and the best opening line as well. And then you have the real-time interface. We also do post-call analysis and bring up different recordings to help sales reps who maybe have like failed an interaction. Like say they got, I'm not interested, and they couldn't overcome that. We pull up three recordings of past reps that did overcome that objection so they can listen to it. And then lastly,
we listen to the failures before they make the call, kind of like, hey, this is almost, it's almost like seeing, you know, the past and being like, so it'd be like pro pre-call. I list the three bad attempts and I'm like, okay, that's kind of, I'm going to stay out of this lane. Right.
Yeah. That would be interesting. So that's not right now ingrained in the product, but that's something that
we should give you a product update.
What'd you say?
You just got a product update.
Yeah. Once we do the product update, we can get that. And then the last thing is just high level analysis on how a sales rep specifically is doing. So calls made, wins, losses, objection conversion rate, wins versus energy. We do a lot of sentiment analysis. So like how energetic was a sales rep versus how many wins did they have? Top objections that they faced. Were they converted? Were they unconverted? Where do I actually really need to coach this rep? We also do comparative analysis as well. So that's kind of lay of the land overview. If you're interested,
I got a question for you. When it comes to calls, is this working with a specific system? Are people calling out of Outreach, Sales Loft, Salesfinity, Nooks, Aurum? How does that look? Is it just agnostic? Is it agnostic to Dialer?
So we are agnostic to Dialer. We have a platform that can just take in system sound. But we are actively integrating with HubSpot, Salesforce, Apollo, and Outreach right now. Awesome. And others. Yes.
So it's also, in a way, from what I saw, a real-time coaching tool. Don't get fired by getting results. That's ultimately how people measure you. But it's also a QA tool. If you are a lead gen agency, right, speaking to specifically to them, it's also a way to kind of QA the calling and catch trends with objection handling and know who to coach, right? So you can kind of also be like, hey, we're coaching in real time, but if we see a pattern that someone's a little bit below, they might actually get into another coaching session with the team, right? So it's kind of partly also a QA tool, right? For sales agencies.
Yeah, because humans are a lot better at coaching and holding people accountable than just the AI that's telling you, hey, you should do this, or hey, you should do that, right?
So the AI will tell you who to pay special attention to, right? So like exactly. If you're a sales agency that has like 200 SDRs, we used to have 265 back in the day. We had a QA team. We don't anymore because we're a marketplace. We pivoted. But mm-hmm. to anybody listening within our community, if you have a big team, you might not want to QA and train everybody, right? Like you might not want to train an SDR that's performing, or you can use this call as an example. So this is kind of helping a QA team be smaller, faster, and more efficient, mm-hmm. And also helping in real time with the onboarding, right? So like you have a competitive advantage and you might not use this during a sales cycle, but it is part of your competitive advantage for why you're enabling faster. It's because you're able to coach and train in real time.
Right.
So right. The problem you're fixing really is like, how do you QA a big sales team? How do you give them the learnings in real time? And that's kind of what you're focusing on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And especially it's super effective when you have a very like large growing outsource firm and they don't have the coaches and the QA team to review every call, right?
So like if you're an agency that's like new to calling, you got about 10 SDRs, now you're rocking and rolling, you're about to go from 3 million in revenue to 15, and this is a good way of, because we at CloudPass, and I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on training teams, hundreds of thousands of dollars on QA teams, right? Mm-hmm. And this would be, instead of having a larger team, you're allowed to use the technology to kind of act as like the eyes everywhere, and then you could have one person kind of run it. How many people, if a sales agency was to use your technology to QA, to train, to enable, to get results ultimately, how would they run this technology? Would you recommend that they use like hire a full-time rep for QA and training? Like what's the manpower needed behind running a technology like yours?
Yeah, it's definitely a ratio between how many callers you have and how many coaches you have. And we really want to get this technology to a place where any sales rep can hop on Suede and sell like an expert, right? No coach involved. But right now we recognize that you need humans in the process, and you need humans to make sure that the reps are even using Suede. So mm-hmm. I would say it's a 1-in-10 ratio where one coach can manage and oversee 10 reps.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. That sounds about right. So anybody who's listening to this, if you're a sales agency or a company that has a team that you want to enable, I shared Matthew's link right at the bottom. It'll take you to his website. He's a founder-led company, so you're going to book a meeting with him if you're interested. Matthew, where else can people learn from you and just absorb your content if somebody's, you know, not really in that market to buy yet, but they see you as a expert when it comes to on-demand training for sales reps? Where can they connect with you? Where are you living these days? LinkedIn? What is it?
Yes, hit me up on LinkedIn, please. Please find me on LinkedIn and find Suede on LinkedIn. We're constantly posting content, and I'm going to start posting a lot more here soon.
I'm excited to see what you're doing. We have our Sales Agency Growth Summit in Medellin, Colombia next year in May. So you should be down here so you can talk to some sales agencies. Thank you for joining the show. Everybody who's listening, thank you for tuning in to the Transform Sales Podcast with our guest, Matthew Terry, founder of Suede. Matthew, appreciate you being on. I'm going to let you get back to being a founder and crushing and working hard, man.
Thanks so much, Amir. Appreciate the time.